Oh, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado, the Marlins closed out their 2017 road schedule. It was a matchup, a rubber match between the Marlins and the Rockies, Adam Conley versus John Gray. And with the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Rockies jumped on Adam Conley early, and while the Marlins made it a little tighter late, this one all Colorado today. Rockies take the ball game 15-9 here at Coors Field. They win this series 2 games out of 3 and move closer to clinching a trip to the postseason. This game was scoreless into the bottom of the second. Adam Conley worked a 1-2-3 first inning, although there were 3 loud outs. Marcelo Ozuna went to the wall and left to run down a drive off the bat of Charlie Blackman. DJ LeMahieu sent Giancarlo onto the warning track in right for out number 2. Then Nolan Arenado hit a hard line drive at the center fielder Yelich. The Rockies went 3 up, 3 down, but I think they got Adam Conley's attention in the bottom of the first. They got to Conley in the second inning. It began with back-to-back walks. First Trevor Story, then Mark Reynolds. The walks always seem to come back and get you in this ballpark. 2 on, nobody out for Ian Desmond.
Here's the pitch. And a high pop fly. This is for Stanton out in right. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it is gone. A 3-run home run for Ian Desmond, his 7th. The ball just carried and carried and carried. 3-0 Rockies.
Start of a 4-RBI day for Ian Desmond. The Rockies cash in those 2 walks to begin the inning. Desmond's 3-run home run, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage. The official movers, the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Conley then walked Carlos Gonzalez, his 3rd walk in the inning. Gonzalez took 2nd on a Lucroy single. Runners moved up on a sack bunt by the pitcher, John Gray. So the Rockies had 2 men in scoring position. Back to the top of the lineup, and Charlie Blackman.
Blackman waiting for the 0-1 pitch. Conley deals. Blackman swings, chops the ball to first base. Up with it, Bohr, and Conley didn't get over to cover. Safe at first is the batter, Blackman. And scoring from third base is Gonzalez. And it's 4-0 Colorado.
With that, the afternoon and the season came to a close for Adam Conley. Pulled after an inning and 2/3 just 5 days after going. He went 1 1/3 today. Went 1 2/3 his last start 5 days ago against the D-backs. He was relieved by Vance Worley with DJ LeMahieu at the plate. Blackman stole 2nd base. LeMahieu then popped to 2nd for out number 2 in the inning. Marlins opted to potentially walk Nolan Arenado. But with 2 on and 2 outs, Trevor Story capped a 6-run Rockies 2nd.
The pitch, and a smash on the ground to the left of the bag at 2nd. Shoots through out into left center. That'll score 2. Home to score is Blackman, along with Lucroy. 2 more runs and a 6-0 lead here in the 2nd for the Rockies.
10 to the plate in that 2nd inning for Colorado finally ended when Trevor Story was thrown out trying to steal 2nd base. 6 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, and it was 6-0 Rockies after 2. Still 6-0 into the Marlins half of the 4th. Miami showed some life. Christian Yelich and Marcelo Ozuna singles back-to-back to get the inning started. Justin Bourne lined to right, getting Yelich to 3rd base. With 1st and 3rd, 1 down, Derek Dietrich hit into a fielder's choice. That brought Yelich home for Dietrich, his 49th RBI of the season. And with Dietrich at 1st base, up to the plate, step catcher A.J. Ellis. Bouncing to fielder's choice his 1st time. Here he gets into 1. High drive, deep to left. Back goes Desmond. He's at the wall. Goodbye. A.J. Ellis, a 2-run homer. And don't look now. We got a ball game all of a sudden. The Rockies lead sliced to 6-3. A 3-run 4th. And, yes, we did have a ball game all of a sudden. However, the Marlins gave those 3 runs right back in the bottom half of the inning. Junichi Tozawa on to pitch for the Marlins after striking out Charlie Blackman. He allowed an infield hit to DJ LeMahieu, who took 2nd, an errant throw to 1st by the 3rd baseman Derek Dietrich. With 1st base open, an intentional walk then to Nolan Arenado. 2 men on with 1 out for Trevor Story. Pitch on the way, and Story lines one to left down the line. That's a fair ball. Going to scoot into the corner near the 347 side. LeMahieu's in to score. They're going to wave Arenado around 3rd. And there won't be a throw to the plate. A 2-run double for Trevor Story. He's knocked in 4 in the game. It's 8-3 Rockies. And after Mark Reynolds' strikeout, it was Ian Desmond's turn to knock in 4 in the game. 2 down, the 2-2 to Desmond. Bouncing ball up the middle. That's a hit into center. Story around third. He's coming home. It's a three-run Rockies fourth to make it 9-3. So the three runs Miami scored in the top of the inning immediately erased. Well, the Rockies added five more runs in the sixth to break it wide open. At that point, it was a 14-3 game. They got a two-run double from Carlos Gonzalez, a two-run double from pinch hitter Raimel Tapia, an RBI single from Charlie Blackman. Blackman had three hits, three RBIs in this game. He had a big day. He's up to 100 RBIs in the season, major league leading total of 208 hits. The Marlins got two runs back in the eighth inning on RBI ground balls from Christian Yelich and Marcelo Ozuna. At that point, it was 14-5. Rockies made it 15-5 on an RBI single by Blackman in the eighth. And Miami scored four in the ninth. The Marlins began the inning with four straight doubles against the Rockies pitcher Jeff Hoffman. RBI doubles from A.J. Ellis, Miguel Rojas, and Brian Anderson. Later in the inning, with Kyle Freeland into the game, another double. This one from Tyler Moore brought home the fourth run in the inning. But Pat Neshek came on and was able to get the final couple of outs, and the Rockies win this one 15-9 for Colorado. Six in the second, three in the fourth, five in the sixth, and one in the eighth. Rockies win this one going away. For the Rockies, 15 runs, 14 hits, no errors, eight men left. For Miami, nine runs, 14 hits, two errors. Marlon Strand, five. John Gray, the winning pitcher, six innings, a six-hit, three-run ball. Didn't walk anybody, struck out five. Allowed the home run to A.J. Ellis, 96 pitches, 60 strikes. He improves to 10-4 on the year. For the Marlins, Adam Conley, the loser. Adam went an inning and a third, six runs on three hits and three walks. He threw 36 pitches, 18 strikes. And for the second straight start, a very early shower for Adam Conley, who finishes the year 7-8 with a 6.20 earned run average. Time of the game was 3 hours, 27 minutes. Crowd of 27,497 goes home happy here in Denver. Rockies are 86-73 at the moment, a magic number of 3 to eliminate the Brewers and clinch a wild card spot. Rockies improved to 45-33 at home with 3 left this weekend against the Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Marlins finished 2-4 in this road trip. They fall to 74-84, 10 games under 500 overall this season. This their final road game of the year, and they'll end the year 35-49 on the road. Marlins play 84 road games this year with that three-game set against the Brewers move from Marlins Park to Miller Park. So 35-49, 14 under on the road in 2017 for the Marlins.
Rockies over the Marlins in a slugfest yesterday. Marlins return home tonight to take on the Atlanta Braves. It's the first of a four-game weekend series. Fish Family members, if you missed your Fish Family bonus code yesterday, that code is WILDCARD. WILDCARD is the Fish Family bonus code this morning. Marlins Braves coming up at 7:10 from Marlins Park tonight. Dylan Peters versus Julio Teheran. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.